This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery, just like Leicester City this season. So the only thing left to say is, you win? Order now on the McDonald's app, and you can also get rewards points delivered too. So that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants 18 plus. Rewards registration required. Points only on menu items. Delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
And now for something completely different.
Watch us on YouTube. Listen on your favourite podcast platform. Or ask your smart speaker to play the podcast Leicester Till I Die.
Subscribe, like, follow and join in now.
Strap yourself in
because we're set up, switched on, and ready to go.
On Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport, powered by fans.
Right, Chris.
All right, good morning. How the devil are we all? Look at this. Hey, happy Chris. When was the last time you saw that? Well, maybe last night, but it's been a while. We've made two signings, everybody. Two signings in a transfer window. And more to come, allegedly. I mean, now, look, obviously, I don't know if Luke's in yet or not, but, you know, if you're a Nottingham Forest fan, obviously you make two signings in an hour. But for us, two signings in the whole window is good. Let's have a look who's in the chat, and then we'll get our guest in. Gray is in. Goes, whoa, afternoon, Chris. It's time for Tete. It is. It's Tete time. Now, that's good. I do like, not Chico, Tete time. Oh, wasn't it nice to wake up to a Brazilian on a Sunday morning? Apparently, they've been saying that as a signing that he is a snip. So we can but hope that he is a cut above the rest. I think that's all my hair jokes gone out the window now. Static is in. A nice intro. Thank you very much, young man. How are you? Rene, how the devil are you, sir? Welcome along. Static says, Chris, well done for signing Tete. He's a good player, I think. I think he is, to be honest with you, looking at him. We'll find out a little bit more about him with my Brazilian expert, Brad. Well, he tells me he's a Brazilian expert. I don't know if that's the football Well, yeah, Leah, let's move on. Rene says, Tete, it is our first ever Brazilian. I mean, that is amazing. As indeed agrees Gray there. Spencer's in and David is in. Good evening. Well, let's get him in. No mention of whether it's an option to buy. Oh, I don't think... We've got to wait, I think, to decide what UEFA decide at the end of the season about what happens with Ukrainian players, because, of course, there's still will be the war going on, of course. But anyway, I'm sure we'll be discussing that as well. Here he is, like I say, my Brazilian expert. Let's bring him in. Brad, good morning, or good afternoon, as it is now. How the devil are you?
Good afternoon, mate. I think it's safe to say, with the way I take care of my facial hair, I know nothing about Brazilians in that sense of the word, in all aspects of body and hair. But yeah, I mean, I've not been this excited about a Brazilian playing for Leicester since Sven Goran was in charge and we were apparently signing Rivaldo and Cafu.
Do you know what I thought you were going to say then? I haven't been this excited about a Brazilian signing since we had Junior Lewis.
Well, we all know what his passport really said, but
indeed. Hey, look, let's get the elephant in the room out of the way first. And at the moment, just to confirm, it is Brighton and Hove Albion 1, Liverpool 1. Come on.
Sorry.
So, as a Liverpool fan, I was watching on a chat before I came in, and I'm not sure who it was, said. Klopp is shouting at somebody. Well, that's strange. He's usually whinging.
Maybe he was shouting his whinge this time.
That was what it could be.
I know what he was doing. He was doing that seagull whim, weren't he? He was sighing and then he just went, I won't finish it because we're a PG channel now. We'll not finish that swear word. We're a PG channel.
You've reminded me. Thank you, sir. I should have had this ready. Every time we swear... It goes into the Leicester Till I Die coffers. I'm glad you reminded me because it was me last night, wasn't it?
It was on the swearing brigade.
Yeah. Look, okay, so he's coming on loan. I'm not going to lie, I don't get it. I don't get it with this because Murak or whatever he's called signed for Chelsea. We can't sign this player. The annoying thing is that Shakhtar Donetsk wanted to sell him because they need the money.
Yeah, it's a very, very weird and a very, very unique transfer given the circumstances that are going on, obviously, in the Ukraine at the moment. So technically, he is here on what is being put under as a short-term deal. Mm. We are actually having to loan him off Leon, because of everything that's going on with Shakhtar, we can't make the transfer happen because we don't know what's going on with their league. We don't even know if they might fold, what's going to happen with their club. And with that in say, we have had, and this is why people have got confused, and I got confused myself, with why are we striking the deal with Leon, because he's a Shakhtar Donetsk player. And that's because of everything that's going on. So technically, it's kind of a loan, but it's not. It's like getting someone on a pay-as-you-play six-month sort of deal in a weird way. Mm. The premise of the deal, from what I can figure out, from what other Leicester fans have been saying, is that we will then go through FIFA again. We will wait to see what they decide in the summer. And if all is being well in terms of they allow transfers to happen, regardless of what they do with the league, hopefully, although you'd say it's far off, you'd hope something would be going on between the war that's currently going on to allow football to return to Ukraine, although I can't see it. But you think FIFA would step in and say, okay, given the situation, given what it is, we're now going to allow you to process that £20 million or €20 million fee, and he can now become a fully fledged Leicester player. Because it's not a loan in, but it's not a signing on a long contract. It is a very weird one, and it's still kind of not entirely worded right? There's still different sources saying exactly what the deal is. Some saying it's a loan. And I suppose technically, realistically, that it is essentially we are loaning him off Leon for the time being. But the principle is that everything is agreed and ready to go come, well, what will be July. It will be July now. But come then, he will be a Leicester player. It's just we're in this difficult, very weird situation. But what matters is, no matter what goes on in the future, we can't, you know, it's out of our control. What matters is now we've got him and he's here.
Yeah. I mean, just quickly say, I know what Rennie says there. Let's hope he's Amara's replacement. But let's not put too much on him, because I think that's been the problem with everybody we've signed. Oh, this is the new Mahrez. Oh, this is going to be the guy that's going to fill that void that's been left. And you've immediately got that weight of expectation on a poor player. I mean, because I'm not saying any of them were ever going to be great players. But Gazelle, Diabate, Under, they all came with this, oh, this is going to be the new Riyad Mahrez. And I feel sorry for anybody who's coming in with that tag.
Yeah, I mean, the problem is you're never going to escape it. No matter how minimal or majority of fans will do it, you're always going to get the comparisons made. And pundits are going to make the comparison, especially if, and obviously Leicester fans were hoping, if he hits the ground running, you know, if he gets a goal and an assist or both on his debut, all of a sudden Sky are going to absolutely salivate themselves comparing him to Mahrez. And no player that comes in is ever going to shake that. But yes, I think in a Leicester scenario, I think the majority of people are going to give him time to replace him. And like Gray says there, realistically, like Vardy with Dakiroi and Acho, we're just not going to replace someone like that. We're very blessed to have such talents at a level at our club in this period. I mean, I've said over the years, and I know we kind of contrasted it with Mendy yesterday, but I said we're very fortunate that we've got as close to a replacement in Kante as we did with Ndidi. And I know this season and last season he's gone a bit off the boil and the favours changed with Mendy and Samare, but that was a case in point when he was really setting the world alight as a Leicester player. So, yeah, we just have to take him as he is and enjoy the player he is. And hopefully, come the summer, things are a lot more clearer. And here we go, we'll pop up in July with him joining.
Well, the funny thing is, I went on to transfermarket.co.uk and they've already got like Shakhtar Donetsk to Leicester, Leicester to Shakhtar Donetsk, 30th of June 2023. So, because it's a loan, they've already put it in. I'm thinking, like, oh, okay, well, at least we've got him for a bit. But I mean, I'm surprised, really. I mean, I don't know if we're paying Leon anything at all, but I think there's got to be something at the end of it for Shakhtar to say to Leon, come on, you've got to let him go. Or Leon has just been very nice.
I would imagine so. I'd imagine there's some dealing where the understanding is that maybe the fee has a compensation for Leon. I could imagine that either. I think the core principle is that unless something happens, and it would be a shame and a disaster for this to happen, but it's, unless he becomes suddenly a free agent because Shakhtar Donetsk have to fold or the Ukrainian league, because he could, let's face reality, if this continues, unfortunately, the Ukraine could lose the footballing league for a few years and have to rebuild. So there could be a ton of players available. I just think Leon have kind of got the benefit of knowing that one way or another, no matter how the deal goes in the summer, they'll get something for giving up a player that they had on loan and maybe wanted themselves in the deal. So,
I mean, maybe I don't know whether they couldn't afford him or whatever, but anyway, we've got him. He's ours, so get lost, Leon. Anthony's in. Good afternoon, Anthony. Good win for Bristol City yesterday. We're Leicester at home to Bristol City in the next round, eh, Brad? That's what we are hoping for. But then his other team are through Southampton, so he might get a little bit, which way does he go?
Yeah, Arsenal are out, so he hasn't got them. Is there any other teams in Red that have got through? I mean, Liverpool are losing, so he can't support them.
No, they're drawing Liverpool.
Oh, are they? They're drawing now. So he might still have Liverpool. I don't know. I think Ipswich might have a red away kit, so he might partake in them if they play
Charlton.
Well, yeah.
Famous team, of course, Charlton, because, of course, they always come dancing onto the pitch because they always come onto the Charlton athletic, coming on dancing to the Charlton. I caught that up, didn't I? Anyway, basically what Anthony says there is it's a good sign-in. He plays on the right, but what a fast player. But he only scores about 6 to 8 goals a season. I mean, yeah, I get what you're saying, but we're not buying him as a striker, so that doesn't worry me overly. I mean, he's played 17 times for Lyon in League One. Now, I know the other day we were talking, and Lyon, you know, you could argue that League One isn't as good as the Premier League, but it's still one of the top ones in Europe. You know, I think, you know, Spain, Germany, France, I think, you know, they've got some very good leagues. But he's played 17 games. He scored 6 goals in those 7 and he's assisted on 3. Now, I don't know obviously how many of those he started or how many he came off, but I mean, that's better than Under, better than Gazelle.
Yeah, it is. And again, I get Anthony's point, but there's a misinterpretation. You know, we look at Harvey Barnes and again, you have to remember Morris was a one of a kind, still is. What you realistically want from a winger, especially in their first couple of seasons, unless they're going to prove to be world class and be able to score and assist in double figures, like, and I'm not talking like 10 goals and 9 assists, I'm talking 15, 16 of each. You don't really get that. You normally find that a winger has a strong number. And it's usually the assist. If he gets 8 goals and 8 assists, I'll take that. I'm very happy with him coming in and contributing either way with the ball. That's what you're signing these players for. That's what you're asking your creative players to do, to either negotiate the space to create a chance or get, you know, get on the end of a ball that's slightly overhit for the strikers. That's what they're there for. You know, a classic Andy King at the back stick. I know he wasn't a right winger, but that's really what you're asking your wingers to do. Cross comes in from left and you're making sure he's there to kind of sweep it in if it avoids everybody else.
Just for Spencer there, because, you know, he was wanting me to do the sound, but I can't do the sound. A little bit of Brazilian music there for you.
Yeah. We used to do the samba when we had Sol Bamba playing for us. So, you know, maybe yeah. Spencer missed that time, didn't he? I don't know, Spencer. Maybe you was around with good old Sol Bamba. I still remember his debut. He scored for 30 seconds or so in Man City in the Cup, didn't he?
Yeah, it was his debut, wasn't it? You know?
Yeah. Of course, corner comes in.
That are old enough to remember, that was the music to which Junior Lewis always came on the pitch to. the rumble will do. Big Nigel we could get. Not sure where that's come from. I don't know. I mean, that's like say the but what we got. What we forget is, and I wanted to bring this up in regards to Luckman. He is absolutely nailing it, and well done to him. You know, he seemed like a really nice guy. We wish we'd got him. We didn't for financial reasons. We have to live with that. But there's no saying that had we signed him, he would have had quite that impact in our team, especially with the way that we're struggling at the moment. But it's, you know, maybe his style of play suits Italy more.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's easy to make that assumption when someone either has a good loan stay at you, because he did have a good loan stay, in my opinion, and it's always, oh, well, look at him now scoring goals. But people really need to remember this, right? And I feel the need to reiterate it. I don't know if short memories or maybe they just don't remember seeing the reports in the summer. We wanted Lukman. but we did not have the funds available. The owners made it very clear that if Brandon wanted to spend in the window, he was going to have to find a way to make the money himself. I would like to remind people, we would not have Wout Faes in our team had the French Voldemort not been sold. Yeah. Because if he'd have stayed and nothing had happened with him, we would have Fofana in our back line and Wout Faes would still be playing. Where did we get him from again? I know it was 15 million, but I've already forgot where we signed him from.
It's a very
you know what I mean? We would not have Wout Faes in this team, and that was done practically a couple of days before the window ended. That was done literally on via deadline day, sort of the day before. So you have to remember, it's all well and good saying, oh, I hope we don't mess this up like we did Lookman. We had no choice. Brendan wanted Lookman. It was very apparent that we were trying to find a way and maybe getting down on his hands and knees and pleading to make the funds available and risk 15 million. But the board said, no, we can't do that. We're not in a financial position with the ruling to do that. If you can get 15 million in, we'll happily allow you to get him for 15 million. We have to let it go. It's in the past. We've got Tete now, and that's who's in now to do the job. And we have to hope that in the summer, things are a bit clearer and we can bring him in.
Yeah. Melina is in. Good afternoon or good morning over there in Canada. I hope you are well. I hope your dad's doing well as well. Hey, we might get you in the FA Cup, Melina. Oh, God, I keep forgetting. No, Arsenal's in it anymore. Sorry. Oh God.
You know what? All serious aside with Arsenal, I am sort of a little bit worried because I am just waiting because it was all fun and games when we were talking about before, but I am just waiting now for that little slip on Arsenal and Man City get themselves top of the table by goal difference or a point or whatever, and that inevitable scenario happens. And I'm just going to sigh a little bit because I do feel sorry for Arsenal fans like Melina, because, you know, the second that happens, the toxic Arsenal is going to come back out and it's going to be Arteta out. He's bottled the FA Cup. He's bottling the league. And it's just ridiculous. So I hope, in a way, that Arsenal do fend off the charge from Man City. But I as a neutral, I'm almost dreading it.
I agree. And I think they're going to... I've got to give any Arsenal fan the chance, and they'll probably remind us or argue, you know, point out to us. But I think they're sooner win the league than the cup anyway. And let's not forget
I know, but you know what happens, don't you? They went out the Carabao Cup, that wasn't such a big deal. They go out the FA Cup, it's not a big deal, but. They go out, are they even in Europe this season? I know they spent one out of it. I don't know. I think, but they go out of that, and then all of a sudden Man City get their noses in front of the league. You just know that old toxic things are. And sorry, yes, hi, Melina. It's lovely to see you back in the chat, and I hope you're doing really well. I hope you're back in a positive state of mind, Melina. I know you've been up and down, bless you. So good to see you.
Indeed. And I can hear the sound of Luca and Stephen wringing their hands, saying, oh, we're at the FA Cup. This is going to, we're getting
ready for our Texas. Can't wait for our next live stream with them pair just going, this is that. Oh,
where are we? We got him from Ostend, apparently.
Ah, right. I forgot the name of the club. I didn't want to butcher it and say it, but I like that. I do like that artwork. But I mean, we wouldn't have got him. Had we not sold Fofana, we wouldn't have had him, and we'd have a petulant child on our hands, and probably Amati would be playing a one centre back because he obviously won't use Soyuncu. We'd probably have one centre back and seven midfielders in the team if that was the case. So we have to remember we're actually fortunate to have Faes as well. So, you know, take the good with the bad when it comes to Lookman.
And I'm looking at a player here who's playing for Lyon, who I'm not sure where they are in the French league. Let me just have a look and search Ligue 1.
I would hazard to guess that Lyon are definitely somewhere in that French league.
They're in it, definitely. They are definitely.
Nothing gets past me, mate. Nothing gets past me.
Well, they're 10th. Yeah, they're 10th.
I was close with 7th as a random guess.
So it's halfway. They're in a better position than Leicester are in the Premier League. And I know, you know, there's still the pull of the Premier League, but fair play that the guy wanted to come, because he could have turned around and said, actually, I'm quite happy here in Lyon.
Well, yeah, there is that. And, that was something that once Fabrizio started saying that the player had agreed, you kind of get the feeling that it was almost going to happen.
Yes.
It's nice to have that player. And again, you know, people, I know the season's been a disaster, but you have to remember the pulling power. I know we don't have the pulling power of the favourable six, as I'll call them, but we also do ourselves a bit of a disservice, because we, you know, whether we're having a bad season or not, we still have the pulling power to talk to an agent, to have a word with a player or his representatives and go, oh, Leicester interested in you. And then he goes, oh, yeah, but, and you know, maybe he looks where Leicester are in the league and he goes, but then they go, well, they've been in Europe recently. They've done well when they've got there. Quarter finalist Champions League, semi finalist last year. Winning silverware, so that they're in a good place. They a player like you, they're wanting in because they reckon you would help them get back. And then all of a sudden, that player goes, actually, yeah, you've sold me the dream. And that's, you know, we do ourselves a disservice sometimes as fans. And I think we're a bit hard, overcritical on ourselves because we're fans. Obviously, we always are. But yeah, we've got a lot more pulling power than people maybe give us credit for. I think these sort of signings could become a little bit less surprising if we can get back to that. To that sort of standard, because obviously we have to maintain it. So let's see. The next few seasons will be interesting.
Yeah, Anthony's not bad for Anthony. FBS on the shirt, does that stand for first big signing? No, it actually. I want to do this. I'm sorry, Brad. I'm just going to do this first so I can get it out of the way. It actually is describing Arsenal for the last couple of seasons. Fucking bloody shite. So
it also stands for first bit of silverware. I mean, you wouldn't know that, Anthony, because it's been a while.
Oh, yours is better than mine. I bow, I bow to the master. I'm gonna have to give you. Where are we? I've got to find it. I've got to give you one of these. I mean, I would love it if we did the Daily Trophy for Arsenal. It's been a while, but look, just getting back onto Tete. Can play right wing. That's his main position, but he can also play middle and left midfield as well. So if we also bring in another winger, Jack Harrison, we'll talk about him later. It's great because it does give, and I'm a Barnes fan, and I know, you know, he's one of those players that can't seem to please everybody all the time, but he needs competition. And
yeah, he does.
If he's having an off time, then let's move, Tete across and bring Harrison in if we sign him. Do you know what I'm saying? It is giving us a lot more. And Brendan likes these players that can play multi positions.
Yeah, he does, and it is an area that we kind of forgot about with such focus on a right winger. That every good player needs good competition, and this could only benefit, Leicester, because, like you said, Harvey Barnes gets that competition. And look, I love Mark Albright, and I really do, and he can play both. But you've also then got Maddison that can play out there. We can, you know, he's back on the training ground, so in time we can see Ricardo. We know he's capable of playing right wing. He's played it a few times in his time at Leicester. So it's just nice to get that extra bit of quality and the depth to maybe really get these players to really knuckle down and prove their worth. Because I'm with you. I look, I know he goes missing in games from so often, but that's because he's pinned to the left side. I do put a defence out from there. But Harvey Barnes is actually a really good footballer. He always contributes with goals and assists. So yeah, I'm happy that we've got someone in, like you said, that Brendan likes, is versatile in a few positions. Obviously, the area of strength for him is naturally on the right, but to have that availability to us is only benefiting the players that are currently there. Because, like you said, it's not just that. It's not just Barnes, though. But it also allows us to push Maddison back out into that more natural position, because he's obviously had to play on that right wing at times a lot this season. Mm. And that'll be good for him as well as Barnes, because it means we can focus putting Maddison through the middle and being behind the striker.
100%. You've read my notes, haven't you?
I did. You sent them in an email.
Newcastle. Oh, we're getting very excited at the fact that we signed Tete, because that means that Maddison's going to be let go. Maddison, but the point you made there, very good point, is Maddison for me is better in the centre of the field, because yes. You know, he can go either side. Then he can go to the left a little bit or to the right. Sticking him on the right, I think, does limit him. So it does allow him to come in to the middle, depending obviously what is going to be happening with Tielemans. But again, you know, sometimes when Kieran Gisbury-Hall's not on him, we miss him. We miss his enthusiasm. We miss his, you know, his wanting to get stuck in, his attacking. But if you've got Maddison that can come in as well, I mean, I just think it. I'm getting excited. Can you hear in my voice? I'm actually getting excited by this signing.
Yeah, and with good reasoning. Obviously, he comes with a lot of attributes. He comes with a lot of quality. And again, something that pleases Leicester fans and would please any fan of any club is it's not just a, oh God, we really need to get someone in with the days running out. It's not sort of like that. This is somebody that Leicester haven't just looked over in this window. They've been looking at these players for a long time, you know, that we've been linked with and keep getting linked with. So he's not somebody that's just a shot in the dark to bring in. And another player I think it actually may weirdly start to benefit, probably more because of your dip in form, but also Dennis Pratt, who put on a really good showing in the FA Cup for me yesterday. One of a few players that stood out for me with a good performance. And, you know, I think freeing up that right side to rotate and have options there and also giving Maddison that competition for a solid start in the middle gives Leicester fans a lot to be confident and hopeful of going into the second half of the season. Let's face it, minus 4 or 5 wins, it can't get a lot worse than the first half did.
We are sinking into one here. It's almost like you can read my mind and say it couldn't get any bloody worse, could it? He's 22. And he's left-footed right winger. I mean, he's perfect. He ticks. I mean, he's Brazilian. I refuse to watch. You know, when they show these videos on YouTube when you sign a player, you go, "Oh, here's all the this is his best bits and what have you." And they never put up his like, "Well, this is his average bits." And I do authorize them in the group on Facebook, but I don't like to watch them because I'm thinking like, you can make anybody look good. He is box ticking, isn't he?
Yeah, and again, it's what your scouting team's instructed to do. It's why they're paid the money they are, to do the research and look at him and then get back to whoever it is that takes their information and then makes that decision on which one they're going to go forward with. And clearly, you know, Tete, and I know we had a few names over this January window that have been linked with on that side, but obviously Tete, ticked enough of the right boxes to be in that top priority of players we wanted to get in. Because that's another thing as well. I know we had that Gonzalez for a bit, but you know that they were also working on this deal in the background with Tete, because, you know, if we all just went after our first option and got them, football and transfers would be a boring experience, wouldn't they? You know, we know that Leicester wouldn't have just, you know, picked him out of nowhere and gone, "Oh, well, I guess you'll do." He'd have been up there going, "Both of these or three of these players look really good. Which one can we get through the door?" And here he is, the Brazilian. As Dom from Fast and Furious would say, "It is not you're not in Leicester anymore. This is Brazil."
You said, didn't you? I often say, you know, it's like watching Brazil. It literally will be, won't it? But He obviously is Brazilian. He was born in Alvorada in Brazil. He joined the youth academy at Jerimo in 2008. And in 2000, I mean, he was born in 2000, so he was 8 when he joined them. So they obviously saw something in him. In 2016, he scored 33 goals for the reserves. Now, I don't know, right, how good the Brazilian Reserve League is or anything like that. So, you know, I'm not saying that we've got the next Wayne Rooney on our hands or, you know, Gerard. But I'm sorry, at any level, scoring 33 goals in one season ain't bad.
No, it's not. I mean, again, it's the Brazilian league, and it's not even the Brazilian league, it's the reserve league. So you take any stat with a pinch of salt. Yeah. But, you know, if we can take away the police record, I wouldn't be too happy if we got the next Ronaldinho on our hands.
Well, exactly.
I had to make the police record statement first because I don't want him coming with trouble. I just, if he's got the talent of Ronaldinho on the pitch, I'm very fine with him, you know, scoring 30 odd goals in a Brazilian youth league.
But I mean, when he went to Shakhtar Donetsk, and again, you know, it's the Ukrainian league, blah blah blah. But you know, they got through. Not so long ago, was it a quarter finalist in the FA in the World Cup? Did we beat them or something? I mean, they're not, you know.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Away days are great, but when you can't play away, there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. You in? Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus. Serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Novices. No, they're no slouches.
No,
they've had their talents over the years, haven't they? Most notably, probably Andrei Shevchenko.
Yes,
was a very good player for them, and that. So yeah, just because that's where they're born and bred and play their football. I mean, everybody has to make their traits somewhere. He was born there. That's where he's going to get seen first. And maybe this is what, you know, we're obviously hoping as Leicester fans very excitedly that this becomes one of them transfers that comes from an obscure league and sets the ground alight.
And let's be honest, there's so many people do have that attitude of like, oh, we've only got this player, and oh, we've only got that player, and you know, oh, look at Haaland, doesn't he been doing well for Man City, and but look where he was, where he started. They've all come from somewhere, and you know, how many of us laughed when we signed Jamie Vardy from Fleetwood?
I was one of them that definitely, I didn't laugh, but I raised an eyebrow.
No, you raised an eyebrow, exactly. Yes.
Yeah. Kante, Mahrez, yeah. Even Knockhart, you know. But Leicester fans should be a bit more accustomed to this. This isn't new for Leicester fans. This isn't even a Premier League 2015-16 sort of thing. O'Neill, Elliot was from Oxford.
Yes.
We signed Savage from Crew. We got Ullathorne joined us from Norwich. You know, Tony Cotty was holidaying in Malaysia when he thought it was a prank call. Yeah, or Mallorca or wherever it was. But he thought it was a prank call. You know, he was not playing football. You know, Claridge was from the lower leagues. Casey Keller, Mill. So Leicester have been doing this for years. We're quite a niche club at getting ourselves great value for money. And yes, of course, it doesn't always work out. I can buy you. Rashid, you know, and we've had our Gazelles and we've had our Kramariches and Kaputskas. But every club does. But I would say on a general basis, Leicester's transfer ability is probably very enviable, because even when Leicester make a loss, and yeah, all right, Slimani is probably the most notable big loss, Leicester fan. It's never a huge gulf. It's not like certain 80 million fridge freezers or 50 million Brazilians called Richarlison, who has commanded 100 million in two transfers and done fuck all. Yeah, put me in a swear jar for it. I'll have that one. I'll say it for him. Because it baffles me how he's cost two clubs 50 million when he does naff all apart from keep you up is when you're 5-0 up. Like,
yeah.
Congratulations, mate. We spent 3 million on an Englishman that did that, and he's now doing naff all at Everton. His name's Damari Gray. We've never suffered massively if it's not worked out for us. Let's say that. So I'm happy with just paying somebody.
How well we do in within the Premier League, we will never be at the moment Manchester City. You know, we will never be Chelsea. We will never have that sort of money. We will never be able to spend that sort of money because of until we get a stadium that's double the size. And I know we're sort of increasing it, which will help the FFP. But we survived by buying these players for what? I don't know. What did we pay for Morris? Was it 475 or something like that? You know,
400 and something K. Yeah.
Selling him on for 60 million. You know, that's how we, you know, we love it or hate it. As a club, that's how we're not a selling club in the fact that we must sell like we were sort of in Lineker's day and Alan Smith's day. We don't have to sell to survive, but it is the blueprint of how this club works. And
yeah,
that's fine. You know, if we are getting these players in for 25 million and then selling them for 60, 70, I'm all for that. Look, this guy, he's got two Ukrainian championships. He's got one Ukrainian Cup trophy, and he's got one Ukrainian Super Cup. I suppose we call it the Community Shield, but they call it the Super Cup. So, you know, at the end of the day, you can only play what's in front of you, and he's been plying his trade at Ukraine. And let's face it, they are regular. They are regular Champions League participants.
Yeah, and it's not like he's been on loan at a club that isn't also filled with Champions League caliber. Lyon are fairly always competing in Europe, so yeah, he comes with that experience. And this is the thing: you look at some of the players that have come from these leagues that do get success. You know, it's always come with the premise that you're a bit tentative. And you're always going to be tentative when you sign them from like a Nordic league, or you sign them from a Ukraine, or you sign them from the Turkish leagues. So not very well popularized leagues in terms of that. But these talents are there to be had. We've seen numerous stars come to that league. Mm. I mean, Sweden ain't exactly filled with stars, right? But Henrik Larsson, Zlatan Ibrahimovic, Freddie Ljungberg.
Mark.
Pontus Kamark, who's still got Janino in his back pocket.
Yes.
You know, so we've seen that these talented national players, and I know he's Brazilian, so he's not actually Ukrainian, but you know what I mean? They came from these leagues, started off there, and Ljungberg was at Arsenal, Henrik Larsson played for, all right, granted Celtic, but probably in a more stronger era, probably in a Celtic era where they had a stronger shout to say they'd compete in the English leagues when they had players like him there. But he did it at Barcelona and Manchester United. He won medals, and Zlatan's always had a glittered career. So these players come from these leagues or start their career in these leagues, because you've got to remember, obviously, like you said, Tete's 22. So there's nothing wrong with saying that he can't come to the Premiership, settle in and become a success.
Yeah. You know, he's played for Brazilian under-17s, under-20s and under-23s. Not prolifically, I've got to be honest with you. But, you know, you've got to be reasonably good to be picked for the Brazilian national teams, haven't you?
Yeah, especially when you're only 22 as well.
Yes.
It might not be a handful of games, but clearly his constant improvement in his development has made Brazil think, well, we want him actually now in our under-19s and under-20s. And then they're going, oh, actually, no, we want him in our under-23s. So, yeah.
I've only just noticed this. I do like Transfer Market because they do, apart from the fact that everything's in euros, but they're generally you know what they're talking about. You know, to me, if I want to know anything on transfers, as in prices and what have you, they're my go-to site. And it has got here, I just run through his resume, so to speak. So he's born February the 15th, so his birth is coming up, 2000. He's 22 at the moment. I won't tell you his height, you're not bothered. He's left-footed. His main position is right winger. His other positions are left winger and attacking midfield. Current club, Leicester City, as we know. Joined 29th of June. Contract, 29 January. Contract expires 30 June. Contract options. And it says here, option to buy.
Yeah, and again, that's where... is it a loan, isn't it? It's such a very messy transfer in terms of the ending to it. It doesn't really have a title, because obviously Leicester aren't saying we've signed Tete until 2027 or something like that. But the premise is that Leicester, well, first FIFA will look in the summer at the Uruguayan League and the what's Uruguayan going on there. League. Yeah, you know what? I'm confusing myself, because earlier I kind of had a tongue-in-cheek moment talking to Liverpool fans, saying that the Ukrainian Andy Carroll had missed the starting 11. Obviously, Nunes I was on about. And I was like, I meant Uruguayan. So I've been confusing the two nationalities all day, it seems. So apologies to any Uruguayan and Ukrainians watching. But yeah, you know, we'll see. It is one of them with the option to buy, and that pretty much all stems to FIFA, because there's an option to buy right now, but like we said, and we have to acknowledge it, if the worst case scenario comes for Shakhtar in the Ukraine and the war gets worse, I hope it doesn't, but we have to prepare for the worst, we could not see him back at Leicester in the summer, or we could see him arrive here on a free because he has no club to go to. And yeah, he just agrees, you know, he signs that contract and has to go, well, you're here, do you want to stay? And he goes, yes, please. Okay, well, we'll sign it for 5 years and or whatever. But look,
I feel a bit sorry for Shakhtar Donetsk and all of this, because obviously they're in the middle of a war over there, and we wouldn't wish that on anybody. But they're annoyed, they're peed off about it, because they can't make any money from selling. You know, they've lost like around 30 million, I believe, in players that they could have sold, but they haven't. And, you know, if we, I don't know whether his contract at Shakhtar runs out in this season.
We might be able to find out.
No, I'm just looking here. It doesn't really say. But, you know, if he comes free in the summer, you know, we've saved ourselves 25 million.
Yeah, which, you know, you kind of look at the positives from the negatives with how that would have to happen to come about. But, you know, that's just part of, sadly, it's part and parcel of the situation they're in. And I do feel sorry for them. In a way, I would hope that if the war hasn't come to an end by that point, that FIFA at least allow the transfer to go through, so Shakhtar do actually get some money and we actually get the player. Because the only bad option in that worst case scenario that I've put forward is he becomes a free agent, and if he goes and scores 8 goals and gets 8 assists or something like that for us, Arsenal, Real Madrid, Chelsea, they might come sniffing.
Chelsea are already sniffing around him, apparently.
Oh yeah, they'll probably offer us. They'll probably offer us for 70 million and give him a 33-year contract.
Yeah,
you know, paying a pound a month.
And one Arsenal fan's already got him, you know, photoshopped into an Arsenal shirt ready. So, but just to say, the way that the loan to Lyon apparently has worked out, on the 7th of March 2022, FIFA announced that due to the Russian invasion of Ukraine, all the contracts of foreign players in Ukraine are suspended until the 30th of June 2022, and they are allowed to sign with clubs outside Ukraine until that day. On the 31st of March 2022, Tete used the new rule to join Lyon in France until the end of June 2022. The arrangement was repeated for the 22-23 season as FIFA extended the system for another year. It does complicate things, but, and this is what he said, and now I know these are always, you know, agent written and everything like that, but he said on LCFC TV, "I'm really happy to be here. I've had a look at the pitch and the stadium. It's beautiful, and I can already imagine what it'll be like with a lot of fans. I hope to score a lot of goals and assists. I hope they'll all be happy to see me play. I'm happy to be a Fox." I mean, like I said, they're never going to sort of come out and go, "God, I'm only here because of the war."
Yeah,
the war. I said it once, but I think I got away with it. But at least we've not got, who was it who signed for Everton that really, really peed off that January window?
God, yeah, I know you mean. Was it Fabian Delph?
Was it Delph? And he looked absolutely miserable. But look, you know, I don't want to put too much pressure on him because, you know, Christensen and Tete are not going to suddenly get us into the Champions League, you know, this season. But you would hope we're behind other teams. We know we are with the situation as it has been. And, you know, it's sod's law. Had we not tried to apply to FFP rules, we'd have probably been sat in a European place only to be told at the end of the season, "Sorry, you can't play because you've broken UEFA FFP rules." And that would piss us off even more. But I think it's going to help us. Somebody was saying earlier, Harry Suter had been left out of the Stoke squad today.
Yeah, that's a rumour that won't go away, which piques my interest because I'm just waiting for Fabrizio Romano tweet to suggest that Leicester are pushing forward. Maybe we'll get a tweet tomorrow saying, "Here we go, Leicester have agreed with Stoke on a fee, player in Leicester, medical awaiting further news." I don't know. I've heard some things. Unfortunately, I'd love to say with some reliable attachment to them, but I've only heard the whispers in the wind as it is. But it reminds me of Maguire when he left us, wasn't it? You know, Maddison would come out and say he's ill, and obviously you're trying to get some slip on it, but a bit convenient, doesn't it? Who knows? We will see. Maybe we will get something developed over the next 24 hours.
Well, Alex Neil, the Stoke manager, has come out and said they do not need to sell Harry Suter or anyone else to meet Stoke's financial fair play demands. The thing with the Harry Suter one is that it's come from The Athletic. Now, you know that, you know, Rob Tanner at The Athletic, he's one of the journalists I trust. Okay, we know Fabrizio and his history, but this guy is, you know, used to work for the Mercury and on the BBC, Radio Leicester, and he does know his stuff. You know, he's not, and let's face it, I made a decision this window not to literally post every single rumour, because at that I'd never be off the bloody website, you know, updating it all the time. But I think, you know, he's saying here, now he's posted this today, in fact. So he's only just posted this. Leicester City to end transfer window with a flurry. Tete, who now knows in, Harrison and Suter. After three almost completely stagnant transfer windows in a row, Leicester are finishing this one with a flurry. So we'll get past the... So it's not UEFA, it's FIFA, isn't it, that have done the thing. Leicester apparently have made a bid of £20 million for Leeds winger Jack Harrison. The outcome of that offer seemed Leicester and would Leeds deliberating over whether to sell or tie down the 26-year-old on a new long-term contract. He's got 18 months on his deal. So we know, you know, how that feels, don't we?
That we do.
That sounds like
Leeds are waiting on Jack Harrison more than they are Leicester to maybe up the bid. That makes that sound like Leicester have gone 20 million and Leeds are going, "Well, we don't really want to lose you. We're hoping you're going to sign a Newcastle, a new deal, But where do you stand? Because obviously they don't want to get to January. They don't want to get to summer, and all of a sudden he's got a year left in his contract, and they find themselves in a Yuri Tillemans sort of situation. They'll be wanting to, if the opportunity's there and he's not quite sure about committing his future to Leeds, then they might begrudgingly want to cash in on him. So we'll see.
This is it. And I mean, you know, it's interesting to see that in this window we have a certain Martin Glover at the club, who was thought so highly of by Southampton that they wouldn't let him go and they put him on gardening leave. So, you know, it buggered our summer. That, you know, that didn't help with the summer transfer window. But before Southampton, I didn't know this, Glover was also at Leeds, albeit briefly, and several years before Harrison joined for Manchester City. But there is no question Harrison fits the criteria that Glover has spoken about. And I like this bit that he said, Rob Tanner. After signing experienced duo Ryan Bertrand and Yannick Vestergaard, Leicester are returning to their model of acquiring younger up-and-coming talent that can be developed and also grow in residual value. I think what he meant to say there was that after signing the mistakes that are Ryan Bertrand and Yannick Vestergaard, Brendan Rodgers was taken off transfer duty.
Yeah, pretty much. And also we have to remember, we always have to remind ourselves with Yannick and Bertrand, they were third choice options because, surprise, surprise, we're still suffering with injuries on the wing-back situation, and we were low on centre-backs as well in terms of depth. So, you know, again, two players that have been a bit of a disaster, but again, haven't, apart from paying their wages, obviously, their high wages, unfortunately, that's probably been the biggest thing. But it's not like we paid $40 million for the pair and they've absolutely flopped sideways. We've spent about $15 million on the pair, and because obviously one of the Bertrand was free, but you know what I mean. It's one of them where Leicester are just making up for past deals that haven't worked out. So yeah, it'd be great.
Yeah, the Chuckle Brothers says Gray. They just go on to say Suter could be a summer signing. Obviously, we've not got that long left now, 2 days. But it's great. It's good to see, you know, the players we're signing. We did have with the Bertrand and the Vestergaard signings. There was a hell of a lot of desperation there. And I think because, I don't say they're bad players, because they were both Premier League players, and Ryan Bertrand did look good in pre-season. Unfortunately, he got injured, and that was, I think, the pre-season was the last game he ever played for us. But there was definitely a whiff of desperation about the signings.
Oh, yeah, there definitely was. And obviously, we know our situation, so we had to make some signings that we probably didn't want to, but we had to get somebody in from somewhere, and they were the options that we could scrimp and scrape at. And you know, you talk about Christensen, who came in the window. Something that's quite interesting that went straight over every single Leicester fan's head, I'm sure we'll all admit, is he actually came here in the off-season from where he was playing from, because Copenhagen right now were just about to come back to pre-season. Yeah. So this, you know, the fact that he managed to get half an hour in the game at Walsall, I don't know if he'll play against Villa. I think we may still see Luke Thomas for that game because of that. And Dewsbury Hall did mention it in his post-match, actually, that it was their off-season, so he's still got to get up to speed. But that's something that that makes that deal glad that we got that one done first.
Yes.
You know, because it's given him a time to settle in. You know, I know Tete will be different because he's been playing with Leon, so he can maybe start against Villa or he'll come off the bench. We'll see. But you know what I mean? It's nice to know that to a point they're kind of coming with tandem. They both get an extra, you know, Christensen gets an extra week to settle and get his fitness up. Tete gets a couple of days to settle and get used to the training. And then we'll see, come Villa and Spurs over the next few games, we could see some interesting performances from our two new signings. And maybe others, Chris. We don't know yet.
Yeah, we don't. I mean, like you say, you know, it is true about the off season, because I remember, I think it was Brendan saying, look, you know, he's three or four weeks, you know, maybe still to get up to full fitness. But there's a week until we play Villa. So fingers crossed for Tete. I'd like Harrison. I've got to be honest with you. I do think he would be, I mean, he scored a brilliant goal yesterday for Leeds. Again, oh, right, it was only Accrington, et cetera, et cetera. But still, you know, I think he's an exciting signing. And Sue, we just need a centre-back. I don't care. Yeah, if you've got a spare pair of boots, mate, I'd sign you and get you in there.
I might be able to dust some off if the deal's right, mate. They just don't rule me out of the move just yet.
How much money a week do you want? If you fit into FFP.
50 quid and a bounty bar per week will do me.
Oh, now you're asking for bounty bar. No, you've just priced us out of the market, mate.
Yeah, I'm so close to the dream move.
But at least we've signed somebody. It's more than Everton appeared to be doing with Sean Dyche. But there we go. It's great news. It's great news. And it is going to be exciting to see a Brazilian. Let's just not put too much pressure on these lads because of the situation we're in at the moment. And they are going to need time to settle. Brad, thank you very much. I know it was very short notice. I didn't wake up till lunchtime this morning. It was a late night for me. And then I woke up to see that we'd got a Brazilian. And it was a very late invite. But thank you very much for coming on. Top 10 Battles is your channel, as we can see with the name that you've got there. Again, tell everybody where they can find you.
You can find me, not this close, you can't, but you can usually find me on my YouTube channel, Top 10 Battles, as it says there. We do footballing shows and a football quiz that runs alongside that. So if you enjoy top 10 lists that are all about football, go and check me out, give us a subscribe and enjoy the content that's up there. And if you follow me on Twitter at Fulltime Focus, you'll never miss any notifications for that. And yeah, obviously you'll see me here more times than not, probably on deadline day, who knows.
Well, yeah. Otherwise, it's going to be a very long evening on my own. I'm trying to drink.
I might talk to you for a little bit and leave you hanging for a few hours, and then the second of the signings announced, I'll cut the link, mate.
Yeah, exactly. I know it's going to be Leicester. We'll not do anything until 11 p.m. and 14 seconds, and then we'll be trying to do a quick thing. But of course, the other place that you can find Brad is, of course, doing our promo. So thank you for doing that.
For the right price, I'll do a promo for anybody. But that's a different story.
Hey, okay. Anyway, thank you very much for giving up your Sunday and joining us. And we'll see you tomorrow, probably at 7 for the FA Cup draw.
Yes, that'll be fun. Thank you for saying... for interrupting my Sunday. It's my day of rest in the family, as you know, with the stories that got told. It's my day of rest. So
it should be your busiest day.
No. Day of rest, mate. I'll just be chilling out, turning water into wine and all that jazz that I usually do.
I've never been able to do that. I can turn wine into water very, very easily, but I can't do it the other way around. It's 1-1 with 5 minutes of injury time just been announced, and it's getting a little bit juicy at the old Amex Stadium with the tackles going in. Brad, have a good one, mate. Thank you very much. I'll see you tomorrow night.
I'll see you then, mate.
Take care. Don't forget, bring your numbered balls with you.
Yeah, I will.
Take care, buddy. Thank you very much.
Take care, mate. See ya.
So that's another one through the door. Tete. It's Tete time. And I'm just pleased we're making signings and Brazilians at that. Last few comments. Great. Thank you very much, mate. Great show, he says. Thank you very much. Brad is still in the green room. Hope you can hear this. Anthony says he will message you. Get a room, you two. We're going to be back, like we actually said, tomorrow night. No, we're not. Yes, we are. tomorrow night. I'm trying to think. I'm getting my transfers and my FAs. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Brighton have scored. 91 minutes. Sorry, let's just... Oh, my God. I don't believe it. Bear with me. The manager is looking absolutely like... Yeah, so what?
Catching up with the latest news on LTID Radio.
They're just checking, I think, for an offside. It was from the free kick. Technically, they might have had a foot offside. Brad just said, "Klopp out." Oh my God! They are checking the goal for a possible offside. We'll just stay while we see what's going on here. I don't know if Brad wants to come back on or not for 2 seconds, but we'll just check what is going on. That is absolutely... I just turned to the left, and there it was, 91 minutes. It's going to be one of those toenail moments if it is offside. But then, of course, having won the FA Cup like that, we all know... Oh, onside! I think they're calling him on... Somebody's got a hand out. Somebody has got a hand out. It looks like it's onside. It's been given. Brighton and Hove Albion 2, Liverpool 1. That's another team we can't get in the next round. It was a free kick, number 22. Oh, lovely bit of play there from the Brighton number 22. It was a free kick. It went over the box. It was headed back in, I think. And number 22, Mitomino. Now, we all know him. I mean, what trouble did he cause us? Mitomino has scored the winner. 92nd minute. Ah. Well, it does. I mean, nobody could celebrate there. Darwin Núñez has come on. At the same time as England took a wicket, how are we doing in the cricket? We've lost the series, haven't we, already? You've just missed it all, Jay. We've just been talking about him for an hour. I'm just going to stick with this, though, until the final whistle goes, just to see what's going to happen. But I think we're happy. We've got to be happy. He's a winger. He's a left-footed right midfielder, which is what Brendan wants 100%. He can also play on the left, and he can also play as an attacking midfielder. Klopp will say, well, you know, it was spitting with rain, or the wind was blowing in the wrong direction. You know, he'll find something to moan about. Whinge, 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 whinge. We're into the 96th minute now. This is time added on for the goal being scored. So it's time added on onto the time that's added on. Brighton and Hove Albion at home, and it's Brighton and Hove Albion 2, Liverpool 1. Wow. Liverpool will 2-1 up as well. Oh, they're making a substitution, Brighton. Of course, run the clock down. This is going to be... Liverpool season is going to be over. I mean, they're in the Champions League, but I think they've got Real Madrid, I believe. Oh, they brought a defender on at a corner, is it? No, it's a throw-in. Salah's got the ball. He's trying to turn and jink it round. It's chipped in. Time's got to be up soon. There's another minute added on. It's out for a goal kick to Brighton, and that surely is going to be it now. That was Mitomino as well. He's all over the place. What a player he is. Maybe that's the player that Arsenal should be after. I think when And I do apologise. I don't know who the Brighton goalkeeper is, but when he is, when he kicks this ball out, I think that is going to be it. And as a Brighton fan, they're holding a foam FA Cup. Who wouldn't bet against them winning it? David says he loves the. I'll come to your question in a second, Jay. David says he loves the Liverpool faces, indeed. And there it is. Is it? Don't know what's happened. Yes, it is. It's. I mean, the whistle went. It looked. He held his arm out the ref, and the Brighton players didn't respond. But they are through to round five. Liverpool are out. Liverpool are out their season. I'm sorry, because I personally don't think they'll get top four this season. I think there are four better teams than them. I think they'll probably scrape into Europe in some form, but it won't be the Champions League this season. They're in the Champions League, but I believe they've got Real Madrid in the next round. Somebody might correct me. And that ain't going to be easy for them. Jay, just coming back to you. Sorry, bud, but I've just joined this awesome news for us getting that winger. Yes, it is. Absolutely, absolutely. Newcastle fans getting very excited. Oh, they've signed Tete. That means they're going to let Maddison go. No, it doesn't. Well, if he goes, he goes, let's be honest with you. But what it means is that Maddison can come back into his more central role. That's where he is best. For me, you have got to give Maddison, the freedom of the park. You go where you want. And if he's in the centre, he can go to the left, he can go to the right. Whereas on the right, you are restricting him a little bit. So it's a good move all round. He's got a week to settle in. He's, as Brad said earlier, he's already playing for Leon, so he's going to be match fit, unlike Christensen, who was there because he's the danger on the winter break. So we could see him in some form against Villa on Saturday. Jay says, an extra pace from what I've seen he can supply. Yeah, I mean, he's played 17 times this season, 6 goals and 3 assists. We'd take that, wouldn't we? Jay, I agree with you, pal. He's a 10 creative gem. I think he is. I'll take those stats. I'll tell you, 17 games, 6 goals, 3 assists. When he was playing for Shakhtar, he played 75 times for Shakhtar. He scored 25 goals. That's 1 in 3. I don't think we've had a 1 in 3 striker ever, have we? Looking forward to it. Jay, tell you what, subscribe to the channel, mate, if you're new. Thank you very much. Please subscribe to the channel. Anybody that's new, subscribe. Click on the notification bell, and then you'll never miss a show again. And smash the likes, because that does help the channel as well. We are going to be back tomorrow at 7 o'clock with the FA Cup draw. And just to let you know, the show we do that's called The Conversation, which is the one-to-one talk show, we have got on Wednesday, David Connolly, the ex-Leicester striker, is joining us. The week after that, we've got Russell Osman on the 8th of February. These are at 9 o'clock. So Wednesday the 1st, it's David Connolly. Wednesday the 8th, it's Russell Osman. And Wednesday the 15th, it is Ian Hume. And then sandwiched in between all of those, because he's still trying to get Janino out of his pocket, Monday the 6th of February, 9 o'clock, we normally have the review show. We won't be doing it that day because we are going to be interviewing Pontus Camark. You all remember him if you are old enough to remember us winning the League Cup under Martin O'Neill that first year. Like Brad said earlier, he's probably has still got Janino in his pocket. Thank you very much, guys, for watching. If you've been listening on the podcast, we're now obviously teamed up with Talk Sports and their fan podcast. So it's great to have you along. Please subscribe to the podcast. Please subscribe to the TV channel. Thank you for lending me your eyes. Thank you for lending me your ears. You can have them back now. I've done with them. I will see you tomorrow night at 7 o'clock for the FA Cup fifth round draw. We're in it. Liverpool aren't. Arsenal aren't. Guys, have a good rest of the weekend. Take care. Goodbye.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
That's all, folks. trouble.
Thanks for watching Leicester Till I Die. This is Chris saying goodbye and see you next time.
For watching, these videos are tremendous. You better like them too, or I'll be back.
Leicester Till I Die TV. They think it's all over.
It's the 90th minute. All your mates around. You've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Your mates already got booked for double dipping, and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. You in? At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.